Hi.
Kayla
is a guest today. She is a certified personal trainer and she does group training. Her group training happens at F45 and her personal training is at Arizona Aesthetics and Wellness. She's had a huge background in coaching, and in the past, she graduated from ASU with a Bachelor's of Science in Supply Chain Management and Marketing. And she also previously, what was the position with PetSmart?
I was a merchandise fulfillment analyst.
Okay, nice. That's really neat. And what was your favorite part of doing that job?
Is understanding the customers and how important it is as the backside of getting that product to our customers to really meet their needs and supply them with the right product, the right quantity, in the right way with marketing. So you're really working with every single team to service that good.
Nice. And how would you say that's helped you transfer to becoming a coach or in a personal trainer?
Is communication just key at the end of the day. If there's unknown wants on each end, you just need to make sure those are spoken about.
I definitely could see how that would be super helpful. One of my cousins, he's a strength conditioning coach at Exos, and he says that the hiring manager for Exos at that location in San Diego, one of the things they look for is people with huge communication backgrounds or people who've worked in the food industry, because just having to deal with the general public and having to adjust on the fly and everything, they just found that it was super helpful just with communication and adjusting, like the head on the swivel mentality as a coach, a trainer, just being able to adjust on the fly and everything. But I definitely appreciate and love the health and wellness lifestyle. It's a lot of fun. Of course, we have quite a few questions from different people on Instagram. And what the first one is, what do you love about what you do as a coach and trainer?
I think the top two is developing relationships with people and understanding what it is that either they're struggling with, because whatever it is outside of the gym usually makes its way into the gym one way or another, because it's a mental battle when you're lifting weights. And so understanding what that is for them and helping support them or helping them talk it out and just giving them a safe space to do that too, because sometimes you need that distance from our personal home career life where you can talk about those things freely. So building those types of relationships and then just seeing them get stronger, because it's so cool to see them talking down to themselves at first, and then 2 months down the road, they're like, oh shit, I'm lifting like 30 pounds heavier. Yeah. I actually can do a push-up, not on my knees. Mm-hmm. So just seeing that was all them, and you're there to watch that growth happen.
Yeah. I definitely agree. It's always a lot of fun to just help the clients and people in general achieve what they want to and their goals, and it's really neat to see each individual step as they prosper. Not a lot of people get to be a part of doing that with a lot of people, so I definitely think it's helpful with growth in others and growth for the community and everything. Another question is, how is it coaching in different settings such as F45 and Arizona Aesthetics and Wellness?
I would say that in group training, you have the other members as motivation as well. So, you know, you're as much as you are there for you at the end of the day. Still, if the person next to you isn't stopping during the 30 seconds of work time, you're more likely to not want to stop as well. So you have more accountability in that sense, and the networking of just the diverse group of people working out there. So it's really cool, because you might find different people to do different things outside of the gym with, and it helps foster just a more friendly and outgoing environment. Where in my personal training at Arizona Aesthetics, there's a lot more one-on-one attention, which is really great for those of you who like that who need that attention and need that specificity, where in group training we might not have that time to give you a full 30 minutes of, hey, let me analyze your form, let me help you push a little heavier or maybe take down the weight so we work on some muscle imbalances. So there's a lot more corrective growth that can happen in personal training that might not be in group, but there's benefits of both and there's different standards in both, but depending on the individual one, some like both too. So
Where would you say you find the yourself to be to prosper the most individually as a person, individually working out or in a group setting?
So that's actually something that I've noticed over the past years. I used to thrive on individual training, but that was also when I had my personal trainer. So I still had sort of that team to go to, at least my personal trainer and his teammates. But now that I am my own personal trainer and I'm in a group setting, honestly, both, because at the end of the day, as much as I would love to go a few weeks just training on my own and I get that solitude of just me with my thoughts and the gym, I lack that. I want to see what else is going on. I want to see other people pushing, because sometimes you need that outside motivation. Internally isn't always enough. So.
Yeah, I would say it's sort of the opposite for me with where I started off. So personally, I always like started off in a team setting, especially like playing sports in college and everything. It was just always team, just like everyone hyping each other up, sort of that. And it sort of caused me to rely on that. So when I had to transition from being part of a team to just pushing myself, it was really hard to start off with. But eventually, after a lot of practice, I was able to do it. And especially from transitioning from training in a team setting to just like one workout partner or just working out by myself was definitely a journey, but it was definitely one worth being a part of. I definitely see both as two avenues of fitness that are super helpful for people in general, and it's really neat for people to explore both. Personally, what I think, because it makes it so they could have just more efficiency in what they do, whether is they figure out if an individual approach helps them more or if relying on a team to help them excel in reaching their goals. It's pretty neat though. Both aspects.
A lot of our members at F45 come from team group fitness, and they're ex-athletes from college or high school, and that's, they need that accountability and push.
Definitely, it's super helpful, especially like building morale in the community. And that's the neat part about the group fitness places, is it creates a community. Whereas like a lot of the individual places, a lot of those clients don't get to meet each other. So yes, it builds community, but not as much as like group training, I would see like overall. Who is a person or group you look up to the most, whether it's like fitness wise or an actor or a person you know, or just a person like that?
So right now there's a gym called Army, two A's in front, and Angela Manuel Davis created it with her partner Atkins. I don't know how to pronounce his name, so I apologize, but he was a SoulCycle instructor for a long time, and he sold out his classes in under 30 seconds. So him and her partner didn't open this gym called Army, and they have two locations in New York and LA, one of the hottest gyms right now, because their classes are more of like, it's like you're attending church in them, per se. Like, you're getting such motivation and you're getting your ass kicked in it. So it's just like next level fitness, where anyone and everyone from whatever type of background is welcome, but they're there to, if you want to take your life up in some level, that's your team, and like that's their army, that's their crew, their tribe is, they don't like bullshit stuff. So if you want to be a part of that, that's their coaching style. So they're definitely people I look up to, and it's through social media, but I mean, you can watch some of their classes on their Instagram, and they're just incredible. Like you get chills hearing them coach. So,
That's really neat. That have an impact like that, even through social media, and I'm sure in person as well. But I haven't heard of them in general, but I'll definitely have to look into it. What have been a few of your favorite hiking trails of all time?
I love Flatiron, so that's in the Superstition Mountains. I love Soldier's Pass in Sedona. It's a longer trail, but beautiful scenery.
Yeah.
Trying to think what other ones. Cathedral Rock's a good one to do. There's a lot. I can't think of all the names off the top of my head, but All Trails is an amazing app. So wherever you are, in Arizona, it gives you pictures, reviews, tells you the distance and hiker recommendation notes from people who've done the hike. So yeah, I use that as my go-to.
Have you had a chance to hike with Ian and Hike and Connect?
I haven't. No. But
if anyone needs a Instagram group, they could definitely follow Ian's group. I believe it's Hike and Connect, is
yeah.
it? Yeah. And it's really neat how they post whenever they're going to go to a different spot, and it builds a community of hikers and everything. But yeah, I definitely suggest people hitting up Ian Youngblood for that. What motivates you in general?
I think just knowing that I'm not happy unless I'm doing things that are serving others or fulfilling the needs of like my heart or per se. So at the end of the day, if I'm not motivated, which not all the time you will be, everyone has kind of understood that now, but it's just finding a bigger reason why. Yeah. So like if I'm not motivated to go to the gym, well, why do I need to go to the gym? Well, health reasons first and foremost. And two, I feel the serotonin for me is just on another level. And even eating healthier, cleaning my room or sitting down and working for 45 minutes straight and then taking a break. It's just knowing that if I don't do it, I'm just going to feel worse. So kind of just being aware of that and knowing I don't want to feel down and exhausted mentally from not being my best self every day. So using that as my motivation.
Perfect. And I would say that's definitely something that motivates me, as well as the health and wellness part, especially looking into like family health history. I want to prevent myself from achieving a lot of health problems that are in the health history and everything. So I definitely find that as a motivation for myself. I definitely want to live a healthy and long life as long as I can, and everything like that. What would you say you've found within fitness that just really keeps you going, whether it's with clients or yourself, in general?
There's a few things, but I think just I enjoy it at the end of the day. It's something I truly enjoy and I have fun with it. So just the fact that it's something that I'm passionate about outside of the physical and mental health. I love moving my body, and there's so much science behind what it does, the chemical releases and everything. So it's fun, and there's so much variety too. So if you're ever bored or stagnant with fitness, go take a class somewhere, like save up some money, or a lot of gyms offer a free session at first. So whether it's spin, kickboxing, group training, hiking, anything like to your body moving, dancing in your room for whatever. Like we have access to so many tools to do that. So it's just, and you can build friendships that way too. So there's so many domino effects from the sole purpose of taking care of your body and moving it. So
yeah, and I would say for myself, I definitely started off as just like a to the book fitness person, like just only build a program, just work on that periodization, just all that. But then I sort of forgot about the ability to have fun with it, sort of a thing. And I found myself just sticking, and it's really good to stick with the science and all that, but it's also good to add some variety. My girlfriend and I, we use ClassPass and MindBody. Prior to COVID mainly, but we could do it online as well. The classes through ClassPass and MindBody, but we would always go every weekend to just a different class, whether it was cycling or high intensity interval training, outdoor workouts, hiking, just all this different stuff. And I think those apps are really help build the community even more so, because it gives people an additional resource to find fitness in a way that they enjoy and they could be consistent with.
Yeah, definitely.
And I would say, like, one of the things I tell people whenever they ask me, oh, how could I achieve this goal and that goal, but they don't enjoy just like classic weight room stuff, I just tell them to find something they enjoy and stay consistent with it.
Yeah.
Because it'll be something they love, and they'll be able to notice something, positive changes in themselves. And once they get through that, then they could switch to a more traditional style of working out, or going to a group fitness class, or hiring a personal trainer or personal strength conditioning coach. But I always feel like it's just about at least starting off with something that's tailored completely toward what you enjoy, then adjusting from there. But yeah. Well, this is really quick podcast, but I definitely appreciate you coming by. Again, I want to thank Liquid IV for hydrating us for this podcast, and appreciate your time. Thank you for coming today.
Of course, thank you for having me.
Did you have any last things you wanted to say?
No, I think we covered a lot.
Perfect. Yeah, a bunch of questions. Appreciate you coming by, and we'll talk to you next time. Slide with me if you feel like 550 on the fast sticky. Come get high with me, that's a deal, right? Ride with me if you ride with me. You can slide with me if you feel like 550 on the fast sticky. Come get high with me, that's a deal, right? That's a deal, right? That's a bet, right? That's a bet, right? That's a deal, right? That's a deal, right? That's a bet, right? That's a deal, right? That's a deal, right? That's a bet, right? That's a deal, right? That's a deal, right? Ay, coming down like precipitation. I ain't never met a limitation. Hate applying my elimination. Gotta go to Google for the information. I'm a superstar, so I gotta shine. Top dollar be the bottom line. Bottom feeding niggas out of line. Turn your heart rate to a dotted line. Yeah, my zodiac probably dollar sign. Got the energy to win it, my nigga, I'm feeling great. Got a date with destiny, focusing on my fate. I don't give a fuck what you rapping, you been a fake. I'm everything that they ain't, it can't be, it won't be. Wanna see me fall, I can't go, I won't leave. Coming from the block with plain clothes and police. Straight up to the top with bankrolls and rollies. Ride with me if you ride with me. You can slide with me if you feel like 550 on the five sticky. Come get high with me, that's a deal, right? Ride with me if you ride with me. You can slide with me if you feel like 550 on the five sticky. Come get high with me, that's a deal, right? That's a deal, right? That's a bet, right? That's a bet, right? That's a deal, right? That's a deal, right? That's a bet, right? That's a deal, right? That's a deal, right? That's a bet, right? That's a deal, right? That's a deal, right? Ayy, 12 can't really stop shit, so I'm still pushing like a mosh pit. Ice dripping, think I'm hot shit, in a yellow bucket with a mop stick. I've been jugging jams like wholesale, everything must go sell. Hitting bitches with the old well, need 100 milli on the low scale. On my worst night, I'm the best nigga, wouldn't mess with you, couldn't cap to him. Homie spotted me like 700, brought 1100 right back to him. If I can't do it, then it ain't real. I just make dollars, I don't make deals. I've been going hard in the paint, still blowing kush clouds till I can't feel like. Ride with me if you ride with me. You can slide with me if you feel like 550 on the five sticky. Come get high with me, that's a deal, right? Ride with me if you ride with me. You can slide with me if you feel like 550 on the five sticky. Come get high with me, that's a deal, right? That's a deal, right? That's a bet, right? That's a bet, right? That's a deal, right? That's a deal, right? That's a bet, right? That's a deal, right? That's a deal, right? That's a bet, right? That's a deal, right? That's a deal, right? Get it right. Got five on it.